Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92. We have Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist from Immunutrition in Madison, Minnesota, right here. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, wonderful. Be warmer. Be better if it was July, you know. But
July can be too hot, though, right?
No.
Oh.
No such thing as too hot. There is such a thing as too cold. Today was it.
So. Well, you're going to get mid-30s at the end of the week, so it'll all even out eventually.
8 below when I let the dog out at 3 o'clock this morning. So 28 degrees, wind chill. So I think we should hop on that plane and go back to Florida.
You know, it wouldn't be the worst.
Not all bad. Well, we're going to talk about oatmeal today.
Yeah, something to keep you a little bit warmer on these cold days, right?
Yes. Oatmeal is good, yes.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. What are the benefits of eating oatmeal?
Yeah, well, January is National Oatmeal Month, and I think part of that is because it's cold. People don't get quite as excited about eating oatmeal in July when it's 90 degrees outside, but on these cooler days, having something warm to start your day can be great. And there are a lot of benefits to having oatmeal. I talk a lot about eating things that are good for your gut, eating whole foods. Oatmeal is a whole food. So it's a whole grain specifically. It's rich in fiber. It's a prebiotic. Do you remember what that means?
It's as opposed to a postbiotic.
Kind of, yeah. There's
and it's good for your gut health.
You got it. Yeah. Prebiotics, probiotics, and there are postbiotics. And prebiotics are those food for the good bacteria in our gut. So they really help make sure that our gut maintains long-term that healthy bacteria. So oats are a great thing to incorporate. Not only are they a great prebiotic, not only are they rich in fiber, but they come with loads of nutrients like magnesium, which a lot of people are deficient in, selenium and zinc, which a lot of people are taking supplementally during cold and flu season. And then they're also a source of copper, which is what we need to balance out zinc when we're taking it. So they have many other nutrients in them too. So many great things that we can get from eating oats. There are some, we won't call them cons, but maybe limitations of oats. If we eat them by themselves without anything else, they don't have a ton of protein. They do have a little bit of protein, and they don't have a whole lot of fat. So when we talk about making that kind of comprehensive meal that gives us colorful protein, fat, or colorful fiber, fat, and protein, it doesn't cover all of those bases for us, but there are things that we can add to it to get there relatively easily. The other risk, we'll call it, with oatmeal is if we buy the prepackaged ones, the pre-flavored ones, they can come with a lot of extra added sugar or sweeteners, and we can't really control what those sweeteners are and what else is being put in there. So there are things we can do to make it a little bit more nutrient dense. If we're having it for breakfast, we can simply add some things to the side of it to make that meal a little bit more complete. Like putting eggs or bacon or sausage or something like that on the side can add some protein, can add some fat. The problem is sometimes people will have oats, they'll have oatmeal, and then they'll have toast, and then they'll have fruit or juice. And that's just carb on carb on carb on carb. And none of them are bad. We're just not getting those extra things that we need. We're not adding protein with those. We're not adding really much fiber with those. And we're not adding any fat with those things. But by adding some good protein sources to it, simply on the side can make it a more complete breakfast. But there's also stuff we can do to make the oatmeal itself more nutrient dense. Now, I frequently encourage people to just make it at home. It's also just simply cheaper to make it at home. If you buy the big container of oats, it's generally speaking going to be less expensive than buying the individual packages. Now, there are different kinds of oats. You maybe have heard of them. We have steel-cut oats. Have you heard of those before?
No, I just heard of the kind in the round cardboard box with the Quaker on the outside.
And that's okay. So
yeah,
those are usually
about it.
Old-fashioned oats.
And the little packets.
And so, those are usually quicker instant oats. And both of those are fine. Nutritionally speaking, they're all going to be pretty comparable. What's different is how processed they are, how broken down they are. So rolled oats or old-fashioned oats and quick or instant oats tend to break down much more quickly in our body because the fibers are already partially broken down in the processing of them. So steel cut oats, if you're somebody who has blood sugar control issues, steel cut oats are usually going to have less of an impact on blood sugars than old fashioned or quick or instant oats. But again, that's assuming we're eating that food in isolation and not having other things with it. So I'm not going to tell people you have to go out and buy steel cut oats, because you don't. It's just if we're having those rolled oats or old fashioned oats, quick oats, instant oats, whatever we want to call them, we need to make sure that we're getting the proteins and the fats and maybe even more fiber sources alongside it. But making it at home, adding a real sweetener to it, so honey, pure maple syrup, even a little bit of brown sugar is okay if we want to add our own sweeteners. Fruit, real fruit is a great sweetener to put into oatmeal. You can do frozen fruit into oatmeal, which works really well because frozen fruit doesn't go bad, at least not as quickly as the stuff in our produce drawer. So it'll last longer if you don't eat oats every day. And you can even add a vegetable. Have you ever had your oats with vegetables before?
Doesn't sound real good. I'd rather throw in a handful of chickpeas.
You could also do that. But the vegetable in particular that I'm thinking of is pureed pumpkin. We're not totally out of pumpkin season here, but if you put a little bit of pureed pumpkin in with your oats and turn it into like pumpkin pie oatmeal, it can add a ton of flavor, but it also gives you all the benefit of that pureed pumpkin. I'm not telling you to put broccoli in it.
I was thinking some carrots floating around in there. Didn't sound real good.
Now, if you want to mix oats with vegetables like that, you could certainly put them into like a smoothie or a smoothie bowl or something like that. Lots of other things we can do with oats too. You can make overnight oats if you want something a little higher in protein. Overnight oats can be cold that we put in the refrigerator, and those are usually like a Greek yogurt and or a protein powder, oats, a sweetener, sometimes fruit, and we just leave it in the fridge overnight and then it's cold and ready to eat in the morning. But we can also do them in the crock pot and then they're warm and ready to eat in the morning. So those are both options. You can do energy balls. I know mom makes those at home sometimes.
She does.
We actually made some at our house that had oat flour in them that are cake flavored. So we had birthday cake flavored ones. You can use oats as a coating for chicken strips and other things you're making at home. You can make oat breads. You can use them instead of breadcrumbs for things like meatloaf. You can even use it with a little like butter and brown sugar and put it on a baked apple or some warmed berries or something like that for a really nutritious dessert this time of year. You can also make slightly healthier cookies, although I say that with the caveat that cookies are still cookies. So even if you're making oatmeal raisin, I wouldn't say it's the equivalent of having a nourishing bowl of oatmeal, but you're still getting the benefit of that fiber. So lots of things we can do with oatmeal and oats in National Oatmeal Month.
Who knew?
Who knew, yeah. Right? And maybe even throw in a vegetable or some chickpeas. I haven't tried that.
All right, make it a little crunchy.
That's right.
For something like crunchy oatmeal.
You got it.
Well, that sounds good. You said this is oatmeal month, huh?
It is. So it's a good opportunity to maybe try some oats for breakfast if you want to. Maybe try adding a little bit into smoothies. Although, just like oatmeal isn't maybe as appealing in July, a cold smoothie isn't maybe as appealing when it's 28 below for the feels like temperature in the morning. But it's an option. Meatloaf, that's a great thing to have this time of year.
Yep.
Throw some oats into your next batch of meatloaf.
Sounds good.
There you go.
I'm getting hungry now.
It's not quite supper yet.
Well, I just ate too, but I'm still hungry every time I talk about food.
I know. It's a hard job sometimes. You talk about
like
it all
that,
the time.
What was that one picture that I sent you here this last week where they said I have a condition that keeps me from going on a diet?
That's right. And what is it?
I'm hungry.
That's right. Which is exactly why I don't tell people to diet, right?
Right, exactly.
We just listen to our body. We eat when we're hungry. We stop when we're full. And we try not to do the things that teach our body to ignore those cues.
All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions on oatmeal or anything else related to nutrition, you are ready to go to work for them and answer their questions.
Absolutely, yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at Immune Nutrition, or call over here to the radio station and someone here can find me.
We know where to find you.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Amber. You stay warm. Enjoy a good bowl of oatmeal, and we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Amber Boyens on Taco Tuesday here on Q92. We'll see you next week.